All right, let's see here. 2600.com. What the fuck? Okay, welcome to Radio Freak America 6, and I have to apologize for that horrible, vulgar, rude beginning, but I was shocked. I was totally disturbed. Everybody thought it was funny. I did not think it was funny in the least. Rax, you know what I'm talking about?
The April Fool's 2600 screens.
Yeah, well, you say it lightly, my friend, but I was disturbed. What do you think of hackers, first off?
Think as long as it doesn't break into my web page, you know, each his own, as long as you don't actually disrupt anything, you know, it's really important.
Okay, and you?
Sometimes I think they need to be regulated more. My friend gets offended by random shit, and he's a good hacker, so he'll just take pages off just for the hell of it, and yeah. It sucks.
No, but that's the thing. The media has perverted the term hacker, and they've painted it to be, you know, these bad guys that are breaking in and cracking into things, and that's really not what it's all about, is it, Duel?
No, it isn't. And you know what? Cybercrime.gov, what we're talking about, 2600.com, totally and perfectly mirrored Cybercrime.gov, which is the DOJ's, Department of Justice, CCIP, Computer Crime and Intellectual Property Wing. And they misused hacker in quite a few places. But, if I may, Attorney General Ashcroft did actually use hacker the correct way. I have his remarks that are posted on the website. You can still go there, cybercrime.gov. He discusses lots of cyber crimes, lots of crimes, fraud, extortion, using technology, specifically computers, and not once does he use the term hacker. He uses criminal, cyber criminal, everything else but hacker. I was actually pleasantly surprised. Now, there's lots of other hypocrisy on the site, lots of other severed heads on pikes, but Ashcroft's comments were pretty good. I'm going to discuss some other... I'm going to discuss it right now. If you look at their website on their seizing computers and obtaining electronic evidence and criminal investigations page, they discuss... Here, I'll read it. Although individuals generally retain a reasonable expectation of privacy in computers under their control, special circumstances may eliminate that expectation. For example, an individual will not retain a reasonable expectation of privacy in information from a computer that the person has made openly available. In United States v. David, 1991, agents looking over the defendant's shoulder read the defendant's password from the screen as the defendant typed his password into a handheld computer. So what they're saying is, if you leave yourself wide open, hey, it's totally legal for us, we can do it. But God forbid you go check out an IIS server with an unpatched hole and you exploit it to, Mary Chan and Skyler here mentioned, deface a web page, you'll go to the frickin' can longer than a convicted pedophile. It's pathetic. That is hypocrisy. I just threw the papers, by the way. It's very dramatic.
I guess you'd really need to be on TV to see that effect, huh?
Yeah, probably. But believe me, it was there. I could feel it. What you were saying, Mary Chan?
Well, I talk to friends who are hackers as well, usually, or they prefer different terms sometimes. But what annoyed me is immediately after September 11th, they decided to use the term terrorist for anything bad.
Yeah, that's much crap.
So now it's not hacker, it's cyber terrorism, and it's just becoming a whole, like, oh, you're a terrorist, oh, this is a terrorist, this is, they're going to take any single thing you can think of, anything considered illegal in the U.S., and call it terrorism. You know, drugs going to be called narcotics terrorism, and, pedophiles are going to become,
that's
like,
right,
child terrorists, and it's going to go on and on. So the cyber terrorism thing just...
That's right, the Patriot Act, the DMCA, what's happening to internet radio, it is, it's all going downhill really fast.
Well, you know, it's all big money. They're paying for all these kinds of things. And if you read about whatever it's called, the SSSCA or whatever the heck that
right.
is, you know, basically it's going to become illegal for Linux will become illegal because you will have to have in any kind of digital device, whether it's an MP3 player or a CD player or a computer, there will have to be government-approved encryption software. If you defeat that encryption software, you are a felon. You will do hard time. You will not be able to, do not go past go, do not collect $200 and lose a turn.
Yeah. How could they do, you know what, and they would, they're dying to.
Well, it's, you know, if you look behind it, it's like Disney and all these other things, it's the big media, and they have got so much money, and we, you know, the sheepish American consumer has given them all this money, which gives them all this power. They hire these lobbyists and everything else in Washington, and, you know, basically it's going to make, on top of everything else, it's going to erect a nice little wall around the U.S., and, you know, all
right.
the other cool stuff will be going on outside of the U.S., because, you know, you can't, you won't be able to do it. It's already bad enough with the DMCA, you know, when they arrested Dmitry, basically for a thought crime. Here, a Russian had to come to the U.S. to be arrested for a thought crime. How ironic is that, you know?
You should see the number of Russians on their severed head page. There are numerous Russian hackers they have listed there. I mean, we're the international police now. You're right. It's very frustrating. I think what you are saying, Rax, is that legislators are the whores of big business.
No. Hell yeah. I'll agree with it.
Ah, well. I know I'm a little more subtle about it, but it is true, and it's not going to stop. I mean, it's been going on for years with the tobacco companies, with the NRA, and it's going to keep going farther as intellectual property and technology become more of basically our, well, it's not GDP anymore. What is it now? Gross domestic product? Yeah, so it's not going to stop. It's not going to stop, and that's why we have to be here. We have to fight it. We have to tell, you know what? Freaking Intel, who spent who knows how many millions or billions of dollars on their slogan, Intel Inside, believes now that they own the word inside. You can find
those. No, they don't own the word inside. They own the use of the term something.
That's right, blank inside. Unfreaking believable.
So they're going after a yoga teacher. Yoga class.
Oh, my God. I mean, and not to mention, don't they teach those classes to, like, down-and-out people, like, free? Isn't it like, it's like some yoga foundation. I don't even...
It was a foundation, and actually there was a thing again on Slashdot, and they were talking about that, and I went off and read part of the article, and the guy that they're trying to sue said, you know, they sound really uptight. Maybe they could really benefit from the use of yoga. I'd be happy to teach them for free.
Yeah, that was great. That was classic.
Like...
Yeah, exactly. You know what? And now, you know what? You know, maybe Intel's not that bad. You know, maybe they're misunderstood. So, for their sake, if you go to oldschoolfreak.com, you'll see that our new slogan is Old School Freak, the freak inside. That's right. And that's right. Yeah, we even got the tunes. Now, you guys look like you do yoga. Do you do yoga?
No, but we can make our way through it.
Oh, yeah, you look like it. You look good.
Yeah, I do yoga.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Dude, is that what you guys are like? They
I
look.
Yoga too.
No.
Now they do. They both look very good, and they're both yoga. So they're with us. They think Intel is the man, putting the squeeze on the poor yoga people. Yes,
well,
Skyler.
You know they have to the way those laws are written, they have to vigorously defend their use of trademarks and trade names, otherwise they'll lose it. Like, you know, if you go to certain parts of the country, like my understanding is in the southeastern part of the United States, you go there, you want to buy a soft beverage out of a vending machine,
right?
And which we'll get to that in a second. But it's a Coke. What kind of Coke you want? Oh, I'll take a Mountain Dew. Well, you know, I'll take a Sprite. Whatever. It's everything's a Coke. But did you know that aluminum was a branded trade name? Aspirin was a trade name, so that's why the companies are doing things like Band-Aid brand adhesive strips.
Band-Aid is a trend name, also, I remember that.
Right, right.
The correct term is adhesive strips.
Right, yeah.
They have to say that to defend the thing. But there was someone else, there was a great article, link off of Slashdot, talking about when elephants dance. Basically, it said when elephants dance, you get out of the way or you get crushed. And that's what they're talking about with all these copyright things and that. And they're saying, really, they should repeal, you know, they extend the copyright laws now, like, you know, life plus 70 years and that. So, you know, it really stifles things going out in the public domain and people being able to access that information and build on it. So, I don't know. It's, you know, big business. I mean, you know, God bless America, and you know, we've probably got the best system in the world, but, you know, when you look at it sometimes from some perspective, it's like, what the hell are we thinking?
Exactly. And you know what? It scares me sometimes too, Rax. Is that, am I a chicken? Am I like some big wimp now? But it does. It scares me. All that site, cybercrime.gov, the 2600 mirrored, it disturbed me. I was frightened. I put up a link for Raise the Fist on my website, and I was like, oh man, I don't know if I should do that. So I put a disclaimer at the bottom. Am I just running scared now? I'm scared to do anything. I wouldn't dare frickin' bounce an email off an SMTP server, you know? Literally. It's really, really frightening.
Well, dude, repeat after me.
What?
You're a sheep.
No, I'm not. No, I am not. Not after 9/11. Not after what I've seen happen. I don't think my fears are unfounded. Not at all.
Well, you know, I'm looking at, I'm reading this thing about the SSSCA, and I'm thinking, damn, what country can I move to?
Yeah, exactly.
No, be Scandinavian. If it wasn't so cold, you know, they got the tall, blonde, you know, women. That's cool.
Very cool.
Damn cold, you know?
Wait, hold on. Mary Chan has something to say.
Actually, me and Skylar here both studied Japanese for a while, so we can all go to Japan, and we'll help you out and stuff there. Just remain conspicuous, and we'll be cool. We'll be, you know, cool gaijin over there.
That's right. Ultra-cool technology in Japan. Of course, last week I talked about the Docomo i-mode phones coming over as AT&T m-mode phones. I can't wait for that. You like Japan, too?
Yeah, of course. I took it last year with her. That's where we met.
Oh, you guys took Japanese? That's where you guys met? Oh, that's so sweet. I'm going to cry.
どうも。どうも。どうも。どうも。どうも。どうも。どうも。どうも。どうも。どうも。どうも。どうも。どうも。どうも。どうも。どうも。どうも。どうも。どうも。どうも。どうも。どうも。どうも。どうも。どうも。どうも。どうも。どうも。どうも。どうも。どうも。どうも。どうも。どうも。どうも。どうも。どうも。どうも。どうも。どうも。どうも。どうも。どうも。どうも。どうも。どうも。どうも。どうも。どうも。どうも。どうも。どうも。どうも。どうも。どうも。どうも。どうも。どうも。どうも。どうも。どうも。どうも。どうも。どうも。どうも。どうも。どうも。どうも。どうも。どうも。どうも。どうも。どうも。どうも。どうも。どうも。どうも。どうも。どうも。どうも。どうも。どうも。どうも。どうも。どうも。どうも。どうも。どうも。どうも。どうも。どうも。どうも。どうも。どうも。どうも
I can't really talk about that. No, so me being scared is not bad.
Well, I thought I was.
I'm not totally scared. I think I mess around a lot more with phones actually than computers. I really think it's easier to get busted if you're going to find out about if you're going to explore computers today as compared to phones. I really think freaking is safer. It may be a silly statement, but exploring telephony right now is probably much, much safer from the Secret Service.
Well, you know, part of it is too. I mean, you know, if you crash a phone switch, that's one thing as opposed to, you know, bringing the New York Stock Exchange or something down. But I think part of it too is it maybe because you know, they're losing a bit of their bite in the sense that, you know, with all the competition going out, whatever that other bill was called, the CBDTPA or whatever the heck that was called.
Right. That's huge acronym.
Is you know, with all that, so the big telcos, I mean, you know, let's face it, Ma Bell's getting a little old. She's losing her teeth. She doesn't have as much bite as she used to.
That's right. They're losing everything to the cellular, to
and competition on, you know,
right.
Just on plain old dial tone. You know, I thought I had a great lead in there when I was talking about, you know, all those Cokes, you know, like in Southeast.
Oh, about that rant.
Yeah, what kind of
rant,
you know,
last year or last week?
Yeah.
That was Mary Chan. She went off on the Coke thing. Now, have you gotten over it?
All right. I was going to, but a couple of days ago, I was actually walking down the street, and I get stopped by some kids, you know, 15-year-olds, you know, hey, lady, can we borrow 50 cents to make a phone?
They called you lady.
Well, no, but, you know, I don't like being called.
Ma'am?
I'm not that old.
All right,
but
go ahead.
No, and they ask for 50 cents for a phone call, so it brings it up again, you know. Then I'm at school today, and I look over at one of my classmates who's getting a soda, and I recall the whole, it's 60 cents now. You can't even make a phone call for the 40 cents you have left over. So I'm still annoyed at that.
The trauma lingers. But she does, you know what? She has something different she'd like to talk about today, and I was actually very happy she brought this up. Go ahead.
All right, I picked this up. I'm on a couple Yahoo groups, actually, which are basically mailing lists sponsored by Yahoo. And I get this interesting email from one of the moderators of the list, which is, when you sign up at Yahoo Groups, they ask you to fill out a bit of personal information, name, email address, options, how do you want the messages to be sent to you, and one of them is, would you like to see your information from Yahoo on, and it lists all these spam, subjects that you might have an interest in, movies, sports, entertainment, blah-de-blah-de-blah. And, of course, most people who are, sane, usually mark, no, I don't want additional spam. And according to this post, Yahoo offense fixed it. And so even if you did put no, you've been changed to yes all of a sudden. Well, I'm terribly sorry, but I have no interest in making my mortgage debts go low or finding something that makes my semen taste better. So I pretty much went, and you can adjust it back, but still, I just was like...
So those bastards reset everything to say yes for everybody by default. That's so low.
I don't want a fucking X-cam. I don't. Leave me alone. I don't want your X-cam.
I want an X-cam. I mean, do you want an X-cam?
No.
Oh, she does. Rax. Hey, Rax, tell us about that new camera you just bought and the high technology.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's still on order, but nice Sony DV cam, super steady shot and super night shot and everything, but you can do it. You can film in zero lux, basically. You can film in complete darkness.
Right.
And it uses IR, infrared, and bounces that off of whatever you're looking at. So basically, you know, what you were talking about, you know, like military technology, super secret stealth military technology, you know, maybe, you know, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago, it's now in consumer electronics. You can actually even get a extra light and an extra IR, you know, light, quote, unquote, and, you know, film something 100 feet away.
Basically, it's Generation 2 NVG, night vision goggles. Generation 1 was where you had to have an IR light illuminate the what you wanted to film. Generation 2 was the same. You had to have an illumination source. Generation 3 doesn't use that, and it actually collects. It's amazing technology. Go to, like, I don't know, how stuff works and find out how Generation 3 NVGs work. But can you get, like, I don't know, maybe X-ray type shots with this camera?
Well, you know, that's what they talk about when Sony...
Oh, yeah.
When Sony originally came out with these, you could change the setting. You put it like a night shot and do something else in that. And theoretically what it is it bounces off the light of, you know, what's underneath things and films it back through. So now Sony fixed it. I mean, it was a big thing on all, you know, all the news. You know, Sony's making X-ray cameras. You know, and every kid out there probably remembers, you know, the X-ray specs ad in the back of the comic books. But depending on, you know, the types of situations and the types of materials and everything else used, you can get some various varying results with that. Your mileage may vary.
I'd like to get some mileage out of that. What's that, Mary Chan?
I don't know. Say what you want about the camera, but at least it doesn't pop up on the screen whenever you try to open a page that's sponsored by GeoCities.
That's right. Pop-ups suck. You know, I was starting to learn JavaScript.
Well, I would say go to AnalogX, get POW.
Right, pop-up killer.
Yeah, it kills all the pop-ups. Of course, you have to go through and you build a list one at a time, you know, when things come up, but then they don't come back and keep getting you.
Right. You know, when I was learning JavaScript, I'm going through this book. I forgot what book I had, but it was... I found nothing... Well, no, I shouldn't say. I was going to say I found nothing really useful that it does. All it does is, like, weird, you know, the pop-ups and cute little things and new windows. I actually use little on Old School Freak, but... it does do one cool thing, and that's the drop-down menus. I like that. But really, it doesn't do much. I mean, everything's PHP now anyways. Do you do any coding?
No,
Rex?
I used to. Actually, it's my degree is in business administration with a major as a programmer analyst, but I don't do it for anyone anymore.
Is that like an MIS degree?
Yeah, more or less.
Okay. All right.
And I just don't bother doing that much anymore. But what I really want to get into, and I've got it on order, is the new Macromedia Flash FX, and they're actually positioning it to completely replace HTML.
Totally, I read about that, and I'm actually pretty interested in that. I think it'll be fat. I mean, I don't think pages are going to render as fast on my Pentium 133, which is dying, by the way, as compared to straight HTML. I read about on HackerMind message board about a language called D, a replacement for C, and I like C. That's my favorite, and I really would like to check that out. I wish I did, but everybody out there, all you listeners, check out this. Oh, watch my foot! You kill me.
Sorry.
Check out this program language called D. Now you two, You're like cyber chicks. You're like cyber girls, right? I mean, totally.
Sure.
You guys, like, you were IMing last night, weren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah? And what do you guys use?
AOL Instant Messenger.
You?
Same here.
Same? Now, have you ever heard of Trillion? Have you heard of Trillion, Rex?
Just one of the other many ones, like Jabber and all that type of thing that's trying to conquer the IM divide.
It is, but it actually sounds pretty good. I used MSN Messenger like a few times, but it got so annoying with that little guy in the system tray, and it wanted to connect every time I got on the web. I just hated it. You like the little guy? Well, you've used
that has the little yellow running man, right?
Yeah, he's running away from the horrors of AOL.
Well, Trillion actually can be used. I'm sure everybody knows about this. You can use it with AOL Instant Messenger, with MSN Messenger, with Yahoo Instant Messenger. It's totally cross-platform, and I believe it's an IRC client also. You know, is it just me, or is IRC a total waste?
I never really got into it. I think interaction in person is a lot more interesting.
That's right. Social training. It's way more interesting because you get to see really good stuff.
I just have to stick up for IRC just because I met...
Because you're geek friends?
Yes, because I met some very good geek friends online, actually.
Oh, okay.
Meeting in real life, and no, they weren't crazy, creepy people. They were all very nice.
Like me.
Like you. I'm joking. Look, my point being, I just have to stand up for it because I met some good friends on there, and we all went to Baltimore for the weekend in August and had a great time together and stuff. So I have to stand up for it just a little because of that.
So that's cool you met them, but now you went to Baltimore, so you did things like IRL in real life. You didn't just, like, you know, one person didn't go to Baltimore and then, like, find, you know, plug in and then sign on and say, oh,
that's right.
This is so cool, and type all this stuff in IRC.
It was reality.
Right, you did it in person.
That's right. It was not virtual reality. It was real reality. What?
Well, then it's also good for, say, RPG. But you got to remember, chances are if you use IRC in the first place, you're not probably the most sociable of normal people.
But you're pretty sociable.
Only when I want to be.
Oh, okay. I see. You're very sociable, too.
Yeah, I'm sociable.
Did I tell you both that you look good tonight already?
I wonder why.
trust me, they look good. We will not talk of cameras or women looking good anymore on this show.
Dude, hook up a web.
You know what? I do. Hey, all right, all you people out there, I'm kind of into physical security. I actually really dig it. I know a lot of the theories. I'm actually kind of trained in it. I have a CCTV system, closed circuit television system, for $70. I think Radio Shack sells some crappy little CCTV system for like $200 for one camera and one crappy little monitor, and I built mine for $70. I got a camera, black and white, at like Kmart for $40, and then I got a used monitor at Electronic Surplus, which rocks, by the way. I got a Pentium 90 for $25 today. Oh yeah, you're jealous, Condor. Hey, where's Condor?
I don't know.
Oh yeah, he is a starving student. He's probably in school right now. Was that Mary Chan?
I got to mention the Live Journal because we were talking about that last week, and I made you one, and I was really nice about it.
Oh, yes. I am remiss. Now, have you been to the website lately, Rax? I know you're busy, too, but Mary Chan helped us with our new Live Journal. It's kind of our weblog, and I'm going to have her talk about that right now. What I want you to tell the listeners is exactly what Live Journal is. First, I want to tell the listeners that it's open source, which is one of the reasons why I chose it. I want you to tell the listeners what it is, how easy it is to set up, how people can get on, if you pay or not, and also what you can do with the looks.
Okay, first off, Live Journal is what it sounds like. It's an online journal, actually, much like, say, Bloggers or PETA, even though I enjoy Live Journal because it has some actual additional attributes, actually. Very easy to sign up. The only requirement right now, due to the fact that so many people started joining Live Journal, is that it actually was having bandwidth trouble. So right now, to sign up for Live Journal, you need to either buy an account, which I'll get to the idea of buying an account later on, or you have a friend who already has a Live Journal to give you a code. And what do you know, I had one code left. I gave it to Duel here, let him start up his Live Journal at actually. A lot of attributes I enjoy about Live Journal. First off, say you probably heard about Live Journal from a friend. And you can actually literally add, you can create what's known as a friends list, where you have a section of the page devoted entirely to your friends' journals as well, actually. So you add whoever, so mine has at least about 27 friends on it right now, because, you know, like I said, you know, you meet all sorts of weird, crazy, antisocial people over the web, actually. Let's see. paid accounts are actually kind of fun if you're like me and if you're a dork, because paid accounts allow you to do nice layouts. You can, you know, fool around with the HTML scripting and whatnot, and you can do little image icons. You're already allowed image icons if you have an account, but I enjoy the paid account because I can make like 12 of them, and I'm actually a big anime geek, so I make little anime characters for my icons, actually. Any other questions you had about the live journal here?
No, but I really appreciate it. It looks good on the site, and it's a little different. I know a lot of people have message boards. Some have chat rooms. I like this. It also gives a little incentive. People get articles on the site, or they just ask. Maybe I'll give them the code, and they can update the journal as well. So you can go make comments anytime on other posts, but I'll give out the code. I'm going to be pretty liberal and just hack it. I don't care. I mean, find vulnerabilities on it and hack my weblog. I'd give a rat's ass. I think it'd be cool.
To be able to hack it, you have to be able to get into it. Talking about those bandwidth problems, I can't get there.
Yeah, you know what? I couldn't get to it yesterday either. Last night, I should say, but I got there this morning. I think in the evening, it's pretty fat there at LiveJournal, and it's tough to get on.
Why did you send them that 2400 baud modem you got?
Oh, you know you want it, dude.
Yeah, right.
I'm getting rid of, since I got that Pentium 90, I'm getting rid of my big 386 tower and this 2400 baud modem. It's still good. It's still good. Now, oh, damn, I forgot what I was going to say.
I could hack it.
Oh, what?
On LiveJournal, make you little happy anime icons.
No, no anime geek icons, please. She wanted me to put those little, what are they called, emoticons? Or, no, the little, like, cats and dogs and...
What,
monkeys.
A mood icon. A lot of blogs, journals, PETAs can do current mood. And LiveJournal has an attribute where you can type in your mood and you choose your mood and you get little icons to go for your mood. Right now I have kittens on mine, actually. So you have a little happy kitten and a sad kitten.
Ah.
I have a kitten, and the Duel here is being very stingy and declines the concept of actually having little kittens or goth boys or flowers telling how happy or sad or pissed off.
Elite hacksaws do not, not that I'm so many hacksaws, but no kitties on the page. Now I remember what I was going to say because I looked over and I saw it. This is a book, hold on, what is it called? No, this is Condor's book, Survival of the Prettiest. Condor, you know what? He's pretty, did you hear that? Skylar here was reading, that's what I was going to talk about. I looked over and she was reading his book, Survival of the Prettiest. That was a book that he lent me. He's pretty sophisticated, you know it? He's probably the most elite of us. I miss him. I miss him terribly. He messed with Lycoris, he told me.
Yeah.
And he said it was unstable. He said it looked good, but it was totally unstable.
They said he fooled his dad or something for a minute.
Yeah. He has to, dude, I feel sorry for his dad. He probably gets fooled left and right. Left and right.
You start? Did you read that Secrets of a Super Hacker?
I did. That's actually a pretty good book. I really enjoyed the, he had a thing on real-world hacking where you actually infiltrate a company or whatever, you know, to social engineer. And I enjoyed the social engineering stuff. That I enjoyed a lot.
Read Cyberpunk, right?
I do have Cyberpunk. Great book. The actually last book I read and is my favorite. I ate this thing up. I devoured it. It was Masters of Deception. And that's all about the New York hackers, of course, Fiber, Acid Freak, John Lee, all those. And that was a great, great book. I highly recommended.
That's what you do for your little emoticons. Go and get pictures of... you know, Captain Crunch and Fiverr and everybody
Levine
else.
And, yeah, get all the elite, get all the lead hacksaws and put
all the little icons on there.
That'd be great. I would love that. Now, actually, I got a link now on the links page. You click on the Old School Freak logo, and you're going to go to our new Old School Freak page. It's going to talk about Captain Crunch, Fiverr. It's going to have the best episode of Off the Hook. Ooh, I got something to say about that, where Emmanuel interviews Joy Bubbles, and it's just so fascinating. Anybody, even if you weren't interested in phones and computers and technology, would be fascinated by what Joy Bubbles can do. By the way,
you should tell. Well, you got to tell everyone now who Joy Bubbles is. In case
Joy Bubbles, also named the Whistler, High Rise Joe, was was born blind, and this man was like the first freak, the most elite freak ever. He could whistle 2600. He could whistle any DTMF tone. He could. He can do anything, and he does it all on the show. It's amazing. He knows switches by ears. He can tell you all about the big Mercury drums that used to make the ringing sounds, and it's just amazing. It's the November 20th, 1991, Joy Bubbles, Off the Hook, get it. Now, on 2600, not too long ago, they posted a story that now all the episodes are available in MP3 format. Well, you know what? They've been available as MP3s for a long time. All you had to do was FTP to... I think it was ftp.2600.com, and go to the pub folder off the hook, and it had all the MP3s from 88 on for months, shit, probably a year. That's how I burned all mine. I just download that whole folder.
Well, you know what? It's all marketing. It's like putting new and improved on something, you know?
It is. It totally is. Well, you know, now also you can't log in anonymously to their FTP server, funny enough. I don't know. Well, I can't blame them. They're probably getting a lot of traffic.
Yeah, well, now, speaking of which, you still plan on going to H2K2, right?
I am going. In fact, I'll pre-register shortly. I cannot wait for that. I'm not going to go to DEF CON just because I'd rather go to H2K2.
I'm going to try to do them both.
Are you? Well, you're more elite than me. Hey, I want to make a phone call. I got, hold on 1 second.
Here, talk.
About what?
That's right, it's not easy. What?
Dead air.
That's right, well, no, but she looks good. That's all that matters.
Hi, everybody. How's everyone doing?
Oh, everybody's doing just fine. I got this. I went to Walmart and I was checking out their prepaid phones because I'm thinking about going totally anonymous and prepaying for Cricket or Sprint PCS and, you know, paying all cash, being totally anonymous. Looking at all the brochures, looking at the phones, and sure enough, I saw a Sprint PCS user guide, or I believe it's a Samsung, let's say Touchpoint, I think it's a Samsung TP1100P phone. And shoot, it's sitting right there, so I grabbed it. And they got some great stuff in here, great information about these phones. And somewhere in here, actually, I think they called this number an off the hook. They called the Sprint PCS Customer Care Advocates number, and it's 24 hours. I'm on a call because it's something. If you heard on off the hook, you're going to hear it again. So one second, I'm going to flash you. Be right back, Rex. So again, I'm calling the Sprint PCS Customer Care Advocates line from the user guide that I typed from Walmart.
Welcome to Sprint PCS. For English, press 1. Did you know you can get instant access to your account information, frequently asked questions, and make changes to your account by accessing our website at www.sprintpcs.com? To use our automated system, please remain on the line. Please enter your PCS telephone number, including area code.
All right, all fives.
The number you have entered is not valid. You will
Crap.
Be prompted to re-enter. Please enter your PCS telephone number, including area code.
All right, try another one.
The number you entered is
505-212-3562.
If this is correct, press 1.
Please hold while we connect your call.
I have a question, though. You're going about talking about all anonymous.
Yeah. Hold on.
Hi, this is Claire, your virtual service representative.
Love Claire.
It's not real.
Shh. I'm listening to Claire. Help.
You like Claire more than you like me.
Claire's not responding.
Claire.
Rax, are you there?
Hi. I'm here.
Hold on, give her time to respond. She's thinking.
Let me get some other information to help me send you to the right place.
Let's start by choosing one of the following general options, and then we'll get more specific. Now, which of these areas best fits what you're looking for? Minutes used?
Ass.
Sorry, I didn't catch that. You can choose from the following. Minutes used, billing and payment, plans and services.
Plans and services.
Plans and services. You can say change plans, pricing plans, disconnect service.
Disconnect service.
Okay, let me get someone to help you. We appreciate your business. Please stay on the line for the next available Sprint PCS specialist.
Oh, someone's a little insecure tonight.
What are you talking about? I know.
You like Claire more than you like me.
Your call may be monitored.
Uh-oh, our call's going to be monitored. I don't like Claire. I like, believe it or not, I like real women. I don't like IRC, and I like flesh and blood.
Yeah, what about all those little anime girls you got running around in your head?
Hello.
Well, yes, ma'am.
Anime girls. You said you weren't anime.
Hello, I'm trying to talk to the operator. Ma'am? Ma'am?
Yes?
My apologies. I've got some people over.
I was wondering about plans and services, please, in the Los Angeles area. I'm going to be moving there, and I'm wondering what kind of plans Sprint PCS offers, please.
Los Angeles?
Yes, ma'am.
Bear with me just a minute here.
Sure. Hey, aren't you moving to LA soon?
Okay, our new calling plans, sir. We have a multitude of new calling plans.
Oh, you do.
Not what you're looking for.
Yeah, is it? Would I be better to go to the website by any chance?
Take a look at the website. It was available, and if you're like I'm a visual learner, so
yes, ma'am.
I see it, and one of my children is, and one of my children is an audio learner. So I don't know which one's best for you. But you can look at it on the website if you'd like at sprintpcs.com.
Sprintpcs.com. Yeah, I'll do that so I don't trouble you tonight. Okay, I appreciate it. I'll go to the website right now.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, ma'am. Ma'am, are you there?
Yes, go ahead.
I'd like some ass, please. What's up, man? She was really nice, by the way.
Yeah, but she has kids, so...
Yeah, she has kids, and one is an audio learner, and one is a visual learner.
She said, I'm a kinesthetic learner.
What does that mean?
Hands-on.
I think we'd all like to be hands-on learners, personally. Yeah, I know more about her kids than I know about myself. This is a great show, Rax. This is a really good show. I hope you don't mind the live studio audience. I think it...
Well, you know, it would be better, like I say, with the webcam, but maybe next time.
You know what? I think I'll purchase a webcam. You know what? I'll buy a whole freaking computer if I could show you what I'm seeing right now. It's really nice.
Oh, when you come in for the meeting, you know, just do the, we'll take the trip down to Fry's and hook you up.
Right on, man. Yeah, I think my laptop will handle it. I'll do that and we'll have web shots. That'd be great. I think that'd bring Old School Freak to a new level. So all you listeners, check out oldschoolfreak.com every week. We're going to be doing some new crazy stuff. We've got some new projects brewing. And remember, this Friday, 2 days from now, 2600 meeting, everybody go. If you don't go, call us somebody up, use IRC if you have to, but share some information, share some knowledge, and learn something new for crying out loud.
The knowledge free.
That's right. Keep knowledge free and be the media. All right. Good night, Rax.
Yeah.
Later.
That's right, folks. Don't touch that dog.